Blog Talk Radio.
WD Miss B Radio.
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? What you what you talking about?
Wait a minute! Weren't you listening?
I have a dream.
Could you possibly rewind and come again?
Okay.
I have a dream.
Stereo music power.
I don't know about y'all, but I still have a dream. There should not be one day that goes by that you do not have a dream. Anyways, you're live, BWD Radio, with who else? Me, your host, Ms. V. You can call, listen in, hit the digits 347-237-4501. In just a moment, I'll be joined by the hip-hop group titled I Am One of a Kind, and they sure are. It's a trio, CP, Big Lee, and Deacon. I'll be bringing them in just a moment. Our live and on-demand shows are an extension of BWD Radio's 24/7 nonstop music variety station. No commercials. Do not do them. Just the hottest indie music artists of today. More pleasure for your ears. BWD Radio is all about diversity, unity, and the indie artists of today. We consider support and play all genres of music worldwide. BWDRadio.com. Be sure you give it a click. All right, I'm going to go ahead and bring our guests on in. I'm going to go ahead and bring in, CP.
Yes, I'm here.
All right. Stand by. Let me get the other guys in here. Let me see. Deacon.
Yeah, I'm here. How you doing?
All right. I have one more to bring in. Stand by. All right.
Yo.
Big Lee. All right.
Yo,
okay.
Big Lee on the track.
Okay. Big Lee on the track. All right. All right, I have your boys here. So we have CP, Big Lee, and Deacon. And boy, you know, I can't wait until you tell me what those stage names, how you came up with them.
It's interesting.
All right, well, that's good. I like interesting. Interesting is good. I have your latest single, I Salute You. It's ready. It's on deck. We'll be spinning it for the listeners after our interview. So I'm going to go ahead and jump right on in. You guys can take turns, choose whoever wants to start out. So go ahead and introduce us. I Am One of a Kind.
All right. I guess I'll start off.
All right,
your boy CP. It's your boy CP. You know, repping the Bronx. And Brooklyn.
CP, hold on. CP, so one of y'all have a lot of noise going around in the background.
Well, I don't know that ain't me.
One of y'all have a lot of noise going around in the background. People behind you somewhere.
I got one person behind me, but they fall.
Wow. You guys must have some sensitive, very sensitive mics, or my mic is very sensitive. All right, go ahead, CP. It was actually overpowering CP, and I could not hear him. Go ahead, CP. Go ahead and introduce us to y'all.
Okay. All right. So it's that man, CP, repping the Bronx and Brooklyn. You know, I have to rep two boroughs, you know, and singer-songwriter extraordinaire, you could say, you know. Drop a few bars, from time to time as well, so you know I consider myself a lyricist. You know, and then I rock out with my brothers, you know, Deacon and Big Leaf, from I Ain't One of a Kind. That's what we do.
Yo, it's Big Leaf from I Am Oak, from Fort Greene, Brooklyn, the rapper of the group. I write a little hook, a little R&B hook if you need sometimes too. And I came up with the name Big Leaf. I was real skinny back then, but my personality, I always felt like I was this big person. But now, I am actually, I got the weight now, so it fit now. I grew into the name. So that's how I came up with Big Leaf.
Oh, no. Oh,
it's
no.
Something simple. I had to change the meaning, because if I tell how I came up with Big Leaf, I might have to kiss.
Oh, come on.
But nah. That's how I came up with Big Leaf.
It's silly. All right, Deacon. Come on, Deacon.
What's going on, man? My name is Deacon. I'm from Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn, New York. Singer, songwriter, entertainer, you know, actor, whatever you need, I can do it for you.
Blessing throw.
Definitely a blessing throw. I'm saying you throw a blessing out, you get one back. That's how it go. I came up with my name, so pretty much, you know, of course, you know, my family is brought up in the church. When I was young, I was always in the church. And, you know, a lot of people from my area, you know, at first, you know, they used to mock me a lot for going to church. So before, it used to be, they used to call me, like, bishop or pastor, you know, and they'd be like, pastor, bishop. And then, like, one day, like, you know, it was a whole bunch of older dudes from the block, I guess you call it, some of the block OGs, and some girls, they were outside, and they was like, oh, save me, Deacon, save me. And some of the older guys, they started laughing. They was like, yeah, Deacon, you should go ahead and save them. And then from there, the older guys, they started calling me Deacon.
Oh, goodness.
And at first I was actually ashamed of it, you know, because it used to be a joke, but I decided, you know, to twist it and use it, you know, use it for what it is, you know, not use it as a joke, but making my stage name and then put some light towards the name and where it comes from. So that's why I usually made the stage name Deacon.
All right. Now, are you all from the NYC?
Yep. NY.
All right.
Okay.
I mean, shit. I guess everybody else told their origin of their name. I guess it's only right if I tell mine, right?
Right.
Yeah. Tell them.
Well,
CP.
See, Deacon is laughing because that name was actually given to me by my brother Deacon and one of our other brothers named Kelsey. So basically what wind up happening in college, you know, I can honestly say I was like, you know, soiling my oats, if you want to say in the better term of things. And CP stood for chocolate pimp.
Chocolate pimp?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it stood for chocolate pimp. So I was kind of embarrassed by people calling me chocolate pimp, so we abbreviated it and made it into CP. But then,
of course,
as I got older, I was no longer considered a pimp no more. So they changed it. Now, mind you, they changed it again. But now it stands for chocolate pleasure. So, you know,
oh my goodness.
You know, which I'm old. Yeah, I'm older now, so I'm not out here
you
pimping.
You guys are killing me. You guys are killing me. You're killing me.
I am one of the
best. I mean, it's facts.
At least you're being honest.
It's facts. It's facts.
Killing me. Killing me. So, okay, so definitely totally three different types of stage names, me and China. So how do three totally different guys How did y'all come about? How'd y'all meet and come to be?
Well, the group actually began at St. John's University where me and Deacon went to school, you know, and we wound up linking together because we were doing like all like the college campus, like open mics and the showcases that they used to hold there. And then like we pretty much like linked up and started doing music with one another. And then we was like, well, maybe we could try to do this on a professional level. So we continued to, you know, create music and write and sing, and we branched out, started doing some other showcases outside of campus, you know, around the tri-state area. And we just continued doing our thing. And then I worked at a place in Brooklyn called Houlihan's in the Atlantic Terminal Mall, where I met up with Big Lee. And, like, it was funny because I forgot how we even got on the topic of music, period. But the topic came up, and he told me that he rapped. I told him I sang. And he was like, yo, let's see if we could do a song together or whatever. And he, you know, he gave me a CD of his that he did of, like, a track that he had. And I took it home and listened to it when I got in the house. When I saw him the next day, I was like, yo, I think you might want to, you know, get down with me and my brother. We got, like, a little thing going on. You know, we're trying to make something happen. And then Deacon met up with Big Lee, got introduced, and it's been love ever since. But the story gets even deeper because, come to find out, him and the both of them are cousins. And me and Dee are brothers, so we're all related. We didn't know.
Oh, wow. Wow, ain't that something? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Small world.
So, definitely a lot smaller of a world than many of us think it is. That is definitely for sure. For sure. For sure. You just never know who you're going to meet or who you're going to run into.
Mm-hmm.
You just never.
Exactly.
Never know. And just so you guys know, too, here and there, it almost sounds like a TV or something in the background. If you guys are hearing a noise, I just want you to know it's not coming from my end. But I just want you to know that it's as quiet as my voice. Well, my voice is not very quiet, but I just want to let you know if you're hearing something, it may just be some sort of feedback cutting back from wherever y'all may be or whatnot. So anyways, I just wanted you to know, clarify that the noise is not coming from me. I am not rude like that.
Okay, no problem. So, we got you.
Okay, okay. I heard one of y'all shout out, what's that noise? So, okay,
yeah,
so what motivated
earlier?
So before you all met, what motivated you, you know, I'm talking like beyond, you know, whether y'all were, you know, solo or whatever y'all were doing before y'all came together, what motivated each of you to pursue a career in music and entertainment and, you know, in the industry itself?
Well, you kicked that off, D. Kick that off, bro.
Well, pretty much I've always been, you know, trying to sing. I've been, you know, when I realized I could sing probably like in junior high school, I really didn't put too much into it because, of course, I was still trying to be a smooth rapper, you know. And what actually ended up, you know, that had me going to that next level was that there was a writing competition when I got to high school, a singing comp, and pretty much you write a song and you submit it and you were able to get some money for it. So I was like, you know, I'm going to write this little song called School Love, and I submitted it into the competition. And, you know, it was about like 10,000 people that submitted it. And my my song got to there was like about 6 rounds. And my song got to the 5th round, and I was able to get $5,000. And I was like, man, if I can, you know, if I can get this money for this, man, it, you know, for doing this, it got to be something more to this. So, of course, at first it was just my love for writing, and then when it, you know, they put a challenge in front of me. So when a challenge came, I stepped up to the plate, and, you know, good things came from it. So from there, I was like, you know, let me see how far this can develop and see what else I can do. So that's when I started to take it more seriously.
All right. Anyone else on that question?
Actually,
my older, one of my older brothers got me into like rap, period. Like, he always used to listen to like a lot of underground and a lot of mainstream stuff too. Like, he used to always have me like put. I remember putting the tapes in the radio and waiting for DJ Clue to come on, and you recording just to hear Clue scream on the thing. You had the official Clue tape before you could get it off the street. Like, little things like that, like Jay-Z and them old songs before they even came out, like, big time. Like, stuff like that made me like rap, because you see they struggle, and you see them come up, and you see the grind. That's what made me really stick with the music, because a lot of people, now it's so easy, but not so easy, but you see a lot of people come up with one song and that's it. I like rap because they made whole albums back then that you wanted to listen from beginning to the end. And I just always played around with it in elementary school. Then junior high school came and I started writing my little joints. And I didn't even know if I was like that, okay like that. And so I got to high school and people really was coming to me on Pacific High School, shout out. People was coming to me asking me, yo, how did it sound? And I'm like, yo, it really coming to me to ask me my opinion of how something sounds, because we had a talent show. I said little punchlines, and everybody jumped, was like, oh. And that was like my real, real first time. I was like, oh, I really could do this. As I could really do this rap thing. But then when I started doing the shows with Oak, my brothers, and when we started getting off the stage, and strangers is coming to us, I'm like, that's what really put the nail in the coffin. That's what really sealed the deal for me, because I'm like, yo, once strangers come up to you, this is something that you was born to do. So, but it started for me like way, way back. I always loved hip hop. Period.
And I guess my beginning started from my mom's, honestly. You know, she used to walk around the house, and it'd be like Sunday was like the cleanup day in the house. So like every Sunday, she would, you know, bring out the broom, the mop with the bucket, the vacuum, you know, and she would throw on songs. It would be like music 24 hours through the house on Sunday. So it was like a mixture of like, you know, Anita Baker, Al Jarreau, Michael Jackson, Marvin Gaye. You know, she listened to like a lot of different things. You know, it was very eclectic coming up in the household with her. So it wasn't like I was stuck to one genre. And then pretty much like I would sing in the house, but I never thought like I was a good singer. So it was just like I never took it serious until I wound up getting a vocal scholarship at a performing arts school. And it was funny because I wasn't even trying to go out to be in the choir for the school. I was trying out for the gymnastics, the tumbling squad, because they had like a gymnastics squad at this school, because that's what I was really going for. And for whatever reason, I was like, you know what, because I had to pick like three different majors that I had to try out for this school, and one of them happened to be choir. And I went in, and, you know, the teacher had me singing some scales and all that kind of stuff, and they snatched me up. And then what really kind of like turned the whole thing around for me was when I got to eighth grade, my singing teacher, Diane Wilson, she pretty much started like grooming me to be like the soloist, you know, and putting me in the forefront, because I really just like was like staying in the back. You know, I like chilling in the midst of the choir. Like, I never wanted to be in the forefront. And then like she actually like wrote a few songs for me that I had to sing, you know, because it was solo parts, so I had to sing them. And from that point, and then she started teaching me, like the beginnings of how to write music, and, you know, like, she was really, really, like, that changing part in what I wanted to do musically, you know. And that key pretty much put the bug in my ear, like, you know what, yeah, I could do this. And then, like I said, you know, as life goes on, and then I get to college, I meet up with Deacon, and me and Deacon is now, like, working together. And then, like, you know, I meet up with Big Lee, and then I'm working with him, and then we working together, and it's really like a story, you know what I mean, that needs to be told, you know, because it sounds made up, but it's all facts on how, like, all of this stuff came together for us. So it's pretty dope.
Now, and I know you have all brought up lyrical, and in regards to lyrical, it's obvious to me that you all write your own music. So, who is there, one or two of you, or is one maybe a hook that likes to put the hooks out there, and there's one that's more of filling it in, you know, how do you guys work together with your lyrical content, and where do you draw your inspirations from?
Honestly, we pretty much draw inspirations from each other. You know, like we do writing sessions, so, like, we'll get, like, a gang load of beats, or we'll like, hook up with a producer, and we'll listen to beats, and then, like, as we're sitting in the session, like, we'll start throwing out bars at each other and see what sounds good, and we'll try to, you know, formulate topics, you know, like, and the only difference is that, you know, we all have our own different approaches to the song, so we literally could be sitting, listen to one beat, and have, like, three different songs come from it, because it's like, I'm thinking one way, L is thinking one way, D is thinking another way, so it's kind of like, well, which ones y'all want to rock with, you know what I'm saying, at the end of the day, so it's like, it's pretty cool to have, like, a choice of what you want to really write to, you know, so...
All right. That's cool that you guys are able to, you know, play off of each other. That's good. That's actually really good. And so who are some of your musical influences, you know, as individual artists? CP?
I can definitely say Michael Jackson was a big influence. Neo is a big influence, and especially when it comes to, like, my writing. The Dream, another one, Al Jarreau, because, like I said, Anita Baker, because these are, like, people that I listened to growing up. So, you know, Boyz II Men, you know, the list can go on, you know, because, like I have singing influences, I have rap influences, I have rock influences. You know, I'm, like I said, I grew up in an eclectic musical household, so I draw from different genres at times.
Yes. And that's where the fusions have become so popular today.
Yeah.
With being able to, yeah, be able to fuse them. How about you, Big Lee?
I got a lot of people like Wu-Tang, because they was like Wu-Tang, they all had different styles. And I know everybody got... They favorite, like, the Spectre Deck was, like, one of them lyrical dudes. Raekwon and Ghost Method, too. I don't even want to go through, but those are, like, my favorite ones. Like, they was real lyrical. I like Jay-Z, because Jay-Z was always, like, versatile. Like, when he first came out, he was rapping fast, doing that way before Chris Cross was doing that fast rapping, all Bone Thugs and all that. Jay-Z been doing it. And I like the fact that he's still... rap today, he could be versatile, switch his flow up, and he still could get the attention of the fans out here right now. Because a lot of new fans don't even know he used to rap fast. I like,
mm-hmm.
Who else I like? I like Nas, Biggie. I like the Lost Boys group. I like Boot Camp Click. with Smith and Wesson and them. These are a lot of people I came up in high school listening to, DMX. We came from the era, like I always say, we came from the era where you could listen to somebody and you know who it is. Not like how now it is now. When you listen to everybody, they sound the same. So, like, you can't right. separate somebody. And that's how we are. When you listen to us, even though, like, everybody raps sometimes and then they sing, but when you listen to us, you definitely could tell who was who. And that's why I like that we are, I am one of a kind, because we still bring back, we could do new music, but we still bring back that old flavor, too.
All right. How about you, Deacon? You have a few you can...
Oh, man. I know it's hard to choose.
If you had you'd have to pick out your very top.
All right, my very top. I'm going to say Otis Redding. I'm going to say Jerry Butler. I'm going to say Michael Jackson, Luther Vandross, Stevie Wonder, man, and God.
There you go. All right. God was supposed to be first, though, right? But that's okay. At least you remembered.
always first.
All right, guys, because I want to make sure we have enough time here, because I'm trying to make sure you all get a chance at the mic here. Now, your latest single, I Salute You, you know, can you give us a little, you know, what inspired it and the title and what can the listener expect of the overall, the sound and the storytelling?
You want to take that, D?
Yeah, so pretty much for I Salute You, it's an ode to everyone that's done something in our past, anywhere from the pioneers of the rap, hip-hop, you know, even R&B, soul, the origins where it came from, and then we threw in a little bit of, you know, to salute players as well as veterans of the Army. So it's pretty much just a group of people, and it's just, we just definitely want to send some love and I Salute You. But the main premise of going behind I Salute You is that, you know, whether things are going good or bad, you know, whatever you've been through, it's about, you know, the perseverance that you put in. It's about the determination. And, you know, it's not about where you're currently at, but where you're trying to go and get into that ultimate goal.
Yeah, pretty much how D said, and you know, just to add on and piggyback off it, like I said,
sure.
one of the biggest things or salutations that you can give a person is the salute. You know what I'm saying? Like that's like a sign of honor. It's like, you know, I salute you. It's like I see what you've done. I appreciate what you've done. You know, it's definitely like an appreciation track. So,
all right, okay. Well, guys, I know that you have different social medias and contact information. So why don't we just start roll down from CP Big Lee Deacon? Go ahead and give us you know, where we can follow your movement and contact you.
All right. Well, on a individual note, Instagram, CP Caldwell, Twitter, C Caldwell, the number one, on Facebook, I am Oak CP, you know, and then on the broader side of things, the group end. You know, you can go to just www.iamoak.net, and all of our information is there. So, you know, you won't have to, you know, try to figure out and type in and is it an underscore, is a number here? Just go to the website. Everything is there. Just make it that easy for y'all.
All right. Oh. And Big Lee?
Big Lee. 718 is my Instagram. You can go there, catch me on. That's my main. My Twitter, Big Lee. No, my Twitter. Oh man, I really don't like my Twitter, but it's Big Lee 718. Get the same thing. I'm really just getting into my Twitter thing, but I'm really on Instagram. Big Lee 718. That's my main thing. Yeah, Big Lee 718 on Twitter too. both the same thing. You catch me on both of those.
All right. Yeah, yeah. All right.
And for me, it's Deconstruction on Instagram. It's Decon _ Struction. And on Twitter, it's Decon LL. That's LL for Living Life. So definitely follow me. I'll follow you back. Shoot out some love. I'll shoot some love back out to you.
All right. And so, guys, just quick, like, what's next for you guys? I know that you have I Salute You. What's next? A music video? What do you got coming up?
Yes, the visual for I Salute You is coming. Also, the album that the I Salute You is a single for, I Am Who I Am, coming out very soon. We have a bunch of shows coming up. We have a bunch of different opportunities that we're just sitting back waiting for the blessings to come raining in. So, you know, definitely stay tuned and go to the website. Check us out. We keep you updated. You know, join the mail list so, you know, we can email you and email blast all the stuff that's going on, you know, and keep y'all in tune.
All right, all right. Well, guys, it's been a pleasure chopping it up with you. It was good to be able to learn a little bit more about I Am One of a Kind. Okay.
Definitely.
Before you leave on out, we'll go ahead and we'll drill it down. CP, Big Lee, Decon, go ahead and shout them out and take us on into I Salute You.
Well, definitely, it's the man CP, you know. Just give a quick shout out to Dre's House Entertainment, you know, and management, you know, shout out to EIUMT, you know, shout out God, you know, you got to shout out the big man upstairs, you know, shout out my family. I definitely have to give a shout out to my newborn son, Charles Jr., you know, two weeks old, but he's like
aww,
a boy.
Congratulations.
Thank you, my God. You know,
aww.
So, you know, and just, you know, just shout, I just got to shout out life, man, because you just never know what's coming down the line for you. But, you know, if you just keep your head to the sky and just, you know, keep going, the sky's the limit, you know.
Yo, Big Lee, shout out to everybody that the bro just said, you know what I'm saying? I want to shout out, let me stop putting God at the end, but you know, God, we save you for last. Shout out to God. Shout out to my daughter and my son, Jordan and Bree. Shout out to my brothers from I Am Oak, because if it wasn't for my I Am Oak brothers, I honestly probably wouldn't have been motivated to even still do music like that, to be honest. Shout out to Dre's House again, and shout out to you for giving us a chance to break our story down.
Hey, that's what I enjoy doing.
Yeah, man. They already said everything, man. I'm saying, of course, our Lord and Savior. Definitely give a shout out to my family, my friends, my queen, especially Tessie Lamore. Definitely my pop, CB, holding me down. You know, I'm a little out of commission right now, but I'm getting back to 100%. And thank you to everyone tuning in. Thank you to our fans, and thank you to people that will be our fans in the future. Many blessings.
All right, go ahead and CP, and just introduce the track, and I'll catch you in two and two.
Cool. So you're about to listen on BWD Radio with Miss V. I Salute You, the single, and I Am Who I Am. You know, starring I Am One of a Kind.
You already know.
Oh, all right, I'll catch you guys on the flip side.
Yes, sir.
Yo, everybody say they want this. But at the end of the day, if you're not grinding, you're not hungry, you ain't gonna ever get this. The grind never stops. You always gotta keep pushing and keep pushing. So you think you can't push no more, you gotta push farther than that. You know what I'm saying? It's never easy. You gotta get it. To all the pioneers, I salute you. I salute you. I salute you. To all the innovators, I salute you. I salute you. I salute you. To all the Hall of Famers, I salute you. I salute you. I salute you. Yeah, it's over. Bring the rain and then drop. Put on my Kirby jersey, and all the lights out. I'm about to get busy showing what to be about. Put this work in, cause I'm trying to clear up any doubt that everything I say is real, not all pain. I'm Kobe in the fourth, I'm clutch, ice cold veins. I'm Kyrie on the course, too hard to maintain. Depression in the end, yup, oh, it's insane. I've been damn, sonic boom like yeah. You give me the inch, I take the whole damn map. You try copycat, cause the flow's on foul. So don't be mad, cause you like my style. Yeah, you like my seed. Get away with that anger. Oh, trick, please. Go and pay for forgiveness. Get on your knees. Stop the blood clot crying. Watch me clear this scene. As I breathe, yeah, my chest gets thicker. Exhale, vision gets much clearer. Success in here, and I shed tears. Never losing focus, no fear. I mean fears or detours. Have me on my cowardly line, got heart now, dude. Oh, watch out now, the cat got claws. Be quiet and learn who's in now, dog. You can't stop the shine I've been blessed with. Can't kill this angel I'm predestined. By God himself to spread his word. Can't silence this man, you'll just get curved. My protection is far above your pay grade. I be like Austin Powers, oh, behave. I jet me on the track, your voice unchained. Walk a righteous path, your boy got saved. Beat is talking to me, bring the rain in any drought. Put on my clay jersey, shooting all the lights out. I'm about to get busy, showing what he's about. Put this work in, cause I'm trying to clear any doubt. Everything I say is real, not all pain. I'm mellow in the fork, I'm clutch, ice cold vein. LeBron to the hole, too hard to maintain. The question in the answer, yep, folks insane. People talking about how deep and gonna get it. Funny, some of my friends became my favorite critics. They'll push me in light in the dark, chronicles are ready. How I'm about to do it, nobody ever forget it. Struggles I overcame, nights standing in the rain. Hoping that the Lord will have the rain, wash away my pain. Trials and tribulations, they see, news will never rain. Coming harder than I ever did. Superstar status, I mean status, you do hustling backwards, combatants, Ruth and King on a sing rapping. Any given Sunday, front of Lynn started acting. Have a bunch of people in a room straight napping. This has been molded, shaping, greatly crafted. From false faith from the ground, God given talent. It's a challenge, to get to this level, there's a balance. Half blessed, halfway above average. The beat is talking to us, bring the rain in any drought. Put on a oak church, shooting all the lights out. About to get busy, knowing what oak about. Put this work in, cause we trying to clear things down. And everything we say is real, not all pain. We Brooklyn in the floor, we clutch ice cold vein. We New York to the bone, too hard to maintain. Four court is right, your oak's insane.
The dedication, determination, the admiration to make it to the top. This level, the upper echelon. The creme de la creme, it ain't for the weak hearted.